guess I must be having fun. Less we say about it, the better. Make it up as we go along. Feet on the ground, head in the sky. It's okay, I know nothing's wrong. Nothing higher. I got plenty of time.
What's up? Welcome back, everybody. This is your Friday morning indie wake-up call right here on Canada's favorite radio channel, CFRC 101.9 FM, CFRC.ca. You just heard Bad Bad Not Good and Norah Jones. This must be the place. And this certainly must be the place to get Kingston's only truly local radio content. We love having you with us. And if you're not from Kingston, Brockville, Belleville, maybe you're across the bay in upstate New York, thank you for joining us. We, of course, are so happy to have you here. You could do anything with your Friday morning, so we don't take it for granted that you're spending it with us. Going back to that last track, I really do love this cover of This Must Be the Place. I think it's one of the great songs of the summer. Super upbeat, a lot of fun, but it gets me thinking about other songs of the summer. When we last talked about the songs of the summer, I think that was, geez, probably early June, and at the time, Kendrick Lamar's Not Like Us was number one. In fact, looking at the charts now, it has spent 9 weeks on the summer charts. But as of, and this is the week of August 3rd, 2024, at the time I'm checking, it is no longer the number one song of the summer. It has been dethroned by Post Malone and Morgan Wallen, I Had Some Help, which... yeah. It is what it is. Number two, this one, I've got much fonder feelings about. A Bar Song, Tipsy by Shaboozy, one of my favorite names in country music. You've also got Million Dollar Baby by Tommy Richman. Sabrina Carpenter, who has had an excellent summer. Honestly, Sabrina Carpenter's summer feels like the Olivia Rodrigo run we saw in 2023. She's everywhere. Young pop starlet, good for her. Hozier with Too Sweet. I just love calling him Hozier. We also have another Sabrina Carpenter track with Please, 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 Teddy Swims, Benson Boone, and Billie Eilish. That rounds out your top 10 summer songs. Not necessarily anything I would, or in some cases, Kendrick Lamar, could play on the airwaves, but that gives you an idea of kind of where the summer songs are at this year. Last year definitely was more country music. Obviously, right now, the top two songs are in the country genre, albeit, I would say, more neo-country at this point. But last year, 2023, oh my goodness, everything. It was just Morgan Wallen from front to back. So it is nice to see at least a little bit of variety on the summer song Billboard charts. And hey, it's an interesting year for these summer songs. One of them is, unquestionably, the ultimate hater anthem. And one of them is a song that got really, really big on TikTok first and has persisted, which is Tipsy by Shaboozy, which once again goes to show you the hit-making potential of TikTok, especially in the realm of country music. Think Lil Nas X, Old Town Road, another track that became massively viral and helped Lil Nas X find kind of crossover success. Maybe, just maybe, we'll see something similar from Shaboozy, who, from the videos I've seen, seems like a lovely young man and quite a live performer. That might be one to circle back to in the future. I feel like, yeah, you know what? I'd go see Shaboozy. It seems like they're super high-energy shows. I'm not necessarily a country music fan, especially the newer generation of country music. However, I will fully admit that one of the best concerts I've witnessed, I wasn't necessarily going to this by choice, I was working it, but I have to give them credit where due. Florida Georgia Line did put on an insane concert, like high energy. They played for 2.5 hours straight. They, much to my chagrin, dipped into the world of hip-hop a bit as well. And although it wasn't for me, I can acknowledge country music does put on some banger concerts. Yokey dokey, let's get back to it. Coming up next, we have The Last Dinner Party with Caesar on a TV screen. You are tuned into the Friday Morning Indie Wake-Up Call right here on CFRC 101.9 FM, CFRC.ca, and iHeartRadio.ca.
Every night when we say goodbye, I know that I can see myself as a man. When I put on that suit, I don't have to stay mute. I can talk all the time, 'cause my shoulders are wide. And I'm falling like the leaves on Lady Grant. I follow your footprints when I can't hold your hand. My darling, believe me, I was born to be with you. But don't tell me that the world belongs to you. Everyone like me then. I never felt like a child. I felt like an
Static, the
We are back. This is your indie wake-up call for Friday, August 2nd, 2024, the first show of August, and we're starting off hot. Yeah, the show, but mostly the weather. It is scorching. I was wrestling last night at the gym where I normally train, and it's always very strange to hear the cicadas, the heat bugs, whirring away at like 9 p.m. Never a good look. Given that it is August 2nd, the big movie opening this weekend is M. Night Shyamalan's Trap. I love M. Night Shyamalan. I think I have seen every single one of his major releases, the good, the bad, and at times, the insanely ugly. So I love this man, I appreciate his oeuvre, and I must say, Trap, shaping up to be perhaps his finest work in years. Shyamalan's career path is a fascinating one. This is a guy who came storming onto the scene with The Sixth Sense, widely regarded as one of the great twists in major motion picture history. He followed that up with one of my favorite films ever, Unbreakable, Bruce Willis, a proto-superhero movie right before the start of the superhero wave. Of course, you can point to Spider-Man from 2002, which came less than a year after Unbreakable, as the big tipping point for that. And now, unfortunately, we have too many superhero movies, many of which are created by people being paid very little on gigantic empty stages, very soulless films. But M. Night Shyamalan, say what you will about him, he never makes something devoid of soul. Sometimes he makes things devoid of taste or common sense, but never devoid of soul. He went from being this hotshot director with a list of successful films to his name, and then I want to say around 2004, with the release of The Village, I think that was the first Shyamalan film where it just didn't hit fully. The twist was maybe a bit too predictable, or just not, let's say, breathtaking enough to make up for an otherwise quite slow, I won't say bad, but slow and plodding movie. And after that, he lost his mojo for a bit, had a run of unsuccessful and critically panned movies in the late 2000s, early 2010s, before roaring back onto the scene with a 1-2 punch of The Visitors, which is a wild movie, but has enough solid performances from the kid actors and fun directing choices that it works. Shout out to a young Olivia de Jong, who is fantastic in that movie and has become something of a major Hollywood actress in the years that have followed. And then Split, another movie that I would say is quite controversial. M. Night Shyamalan oftentimes does not offer the most nuanced take on mental illness or people living with mental illness. That is absolutely true. However, not many people in Hollywood do. So this is not forgiving him, but it's also not saying that he is particularly pernicious in how he portrays people with mental illness. But Split is a movie that is like classic popcorn thriller. You don't want to enjoy it because, yes, it is maybe a insensitive look at people dealing with split personality disorder or multiple personality disorder. But at the same time, James McAvoy is so much fun to watch. Anya Taylor-Joy, right as she was starting to hit her stride in Hollywood, turns in a very human and vulnerable performance. And it's just a very fun, well-made movie, despite its, let's say, questionable portrayal of mental health and mental illness. Now, this is not to say that Shyamalan has been batting 1,000 since he's come back from his string of flops in the early 2010s. In fact, it's kind of the opposite. Shyamalan is perhaps the biggest boom or bust, hit or miss director in Hollywood, because he's either going to give you something that is great or something that is pretty terrible. And moving on, since Split, that's kind of been his filmography, where he's had a couple duds. Think Glass, the sequel to Unbreakable, and Split, which, you know, two movies that I really enjoyed. And the end of this trilogy was a big wet fart. It was not very good. And then you get something like A Knock at the Cabin, which is well made, but nobody really saw and didn't leave much of a cultural impression. And then you get things like Old, about the beach that makes you old. And I saw that in theaters, And it was not very good. It was not terrible. There's one or two standout scenes for how violent and ridiculous they are. But broadly speaking, it is such a stupid movie that it should be charming, but it just doesn't quite get there. So Trap. You can go watch the trailer right now. Josh Hartnett, who, my goodness, looks insanely hot in every single shot of this trailer. And what's interesting is the trailer kind of hints at a big twist and gives it away right away, which then sets up the classic Shyamalan subversion, where you'll either get the traditional subversion and he'll add a twist onto the twist, or you'll have the just subversion, where the twist is that there's no twist. Either way, I am quite excited to see Trap. Spoiler alert for the trailer, the general gist of the film is that Josh Hartnett is taking his daughter to this big, huge pop concert, and he learns that the pop concert was set up as a means to trap this notorious serial killer. And Josh Hartnett, as the trailer implies, is this notorious serial killer. So it's a cat and mouse game of him trying to maintain this second life, secret identity, and escape the titular trap. It should be a lot of fun. It looks like it is a closer to a hit than a miss from Shyamalan, which means I will very likely enjoy myself. And once again, even if the movie is not all that it's cracked up to be, my goodness, Josh Hartnett looks so good that I don't think I will care. And that's just me being honest. Okay, folks, I think it's about that time. Let's get back to the music. And we're going to play something by Kingston's own Oak Ridge Ave. It's a bit of a throwback, but it's a high-energy, really fun summer tune. So let's get it queued up for you. This is 66 Knots from 2022's Endless Nights by friends of the station and friends of mine, Oak Ridge Ave.
Making a plan, we still flow. can't tell a lie, cause I start to crack a smile, that's just not fair. You've been going on a tear, I've been pulling out my hair, trying to cross your mind. But I can feel it in the air, you only really care about your life. I'm just a risky boy, spit me out and destroy.
I have
tie my undress. Swear there's people that can't see me through the window. Downstairs toilet still won't flush, and my landlord's hat's brush off all my calls, it's bound to overflow. And I'm living in this summer sublet here on Earl Street. I go to the Mary Market corner store when I just can't be alone no more. I wallow through the dusty yellow aisles, and I look to the tobacco case, but nicotine don't hit the same when every single breath's already fire. It's like I'm living just one week that's on Street. Yeah, I know it's bleak, but baby, I don't mind. You go south, you'll find water gray as concrete, and north brings you to highways gray as steel.
And we're we're back for the last time today. I'll grab your ear and gab at you for a few moments. We kicked off our Kingston music block with Oak Ridge Ave and 66 Knots. We followed that up with a track from the Astros, Ice-T Boy. Friends of the station, the Astros, just dropped us a vinyl of their newest release, which you know I'm going to tuck into next week. We had Yellowbelly with Hanging Garden, and you just heard the talented singer-songwriter Lauren Carson with Earl Street off the album Earl Street. And we really do want to make sure we are playing this kind of Kingston content because, well, it's going to be an increasingly short supply given what we discussed earlier, the cutbacks in the radio and entertainment sections of Kingston media. So we really want to make sure that we are providing you with the kind of music that is reflective of your experiences here in the city of Kingston. That's enough preaching at you. I'm going to leave you with a couple more tracks before I send you on your merry way to the long weekend, civic holiday on Monday. So I hope if you do have it off, you're spending that time doing whatever it is you love, be that with family, friends, or maybe sitting in a basement playing video games. Okay, that's my thing. But hey, you might enjoy it too. We're going to kick off this final music block of today's Indie Wake Up Call with Rayleigh Forrest, and this is something I always strive to be. It's Trophy Husband. You'll also hear from one of my favorite names in music, Half-Waif. Mind you, I pronounce it as Half-Wife, but that's just me with Heartwood. And then we're going to hear all about Iris Doe's Interior Castle. All that and so much more still to come on the station today. I hope you'll stick with us on this hot, balmy, sunny Friday here in the city of Kingston. That's it for me. Just a quick pop in, pop out. Thank you so much for listening, folks. Stay tuned. There's so much more great stuff still yet to come here on Canada's favorite radio channel, CFRC 101.9 FM. All right, be well. See y'all next week.
He said to me to be so seen is a green kind of sadness. It feels so new, tiny shoot, proof of life. Does that mean I was invisible before? Okay, but let me be oak. My branches curve back down to earth. The reaching and bowing, a perpetual arc. Rainbow on the horizon. I embrace in all directions. I live 100 years. I remember everything in a language of my heartwood. And when I dream, it's not of trees, but of placing quartz in the cold end of the stream, where the moonlight catches the crystal flakes, showing the fish where to go. A checkerboard of crooked arrows, pointing you back again.
You are listening to the only destination for local music, sports, and news, CFRC 101.9 FM and CFRC.ca.